Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, a great slate of action coming up this weekend, week number 11 in the ACC. But we take a look back. Great games in terms of week number 10. And it started in South Beach. Miami opened up as a 20.5-point home favorite over Duke. It went back and forth through the third quarter. But Miami dominates, picks up a 53-31 win. Cam Ward did it again. And Miami sitting at 9-0. That was a dominant victory on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, you know, Miami is a funny team. They could beat anybody about what they could want to beat them, but they don't play defense. They don't dominate early. They don't play nearly as good as they can play. There is another Miami out there that's much better than the one we see. Of course, Cam Ward is fantastic. He does a great job, but they don't knock people off the field defensively. And I think that's the thing we see. They keep letting people stay close. I just think this is a dominant team, and they could be more dominant.
Now, when you look at Miami in terms of that performance, Coach, they did force four turnovers, and they can outscore anybody, I believe, in the country as long as Cam Ward is hitting on all cylinders. Puts up 400 yards this past Saturday, five touchdowns, only one on INT in terms of that win in South Beach. That was a Duke defense that was giving up basically only 170 passing yards per game. They were a little weak in terms of run support. Miami did pound the rock for $126 on the ground, 4.1 yards per carry. Looking at how they're playing right now, because they're sitting at number 4 overall in terms of the latest college football playoff rankings, based off of what you've seen through 10 weeks, can Miami compete with the likes of Georgia and, more importantly, Oregon, the top team in all of college football?
Well, because of Cam Ward, I think they can compete with anybody. They're that good on offense. They can score when they have to. They can come from behind. But their defense, to me, I still think when you get down to the conference, the national championship or the playoffs, you've got to play consistently on defense. And it just seems like to me, I'm expecting more. I think Miami is a national championship contender. I think Cam Ward is the best quarterback in the country. But I want to see their defense play like a championship defense.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. Miami does open right now as a road favorite against Georgia Tech. It opened up at 12.5. It's down across multiple books to 10.5. We'll touch on that game a little bit later in the show. Another marquee battle took place at SMU. SMU is a 7.5-point home favorite over the Pitt Panthers. Both teams were undefeated in the conference, and it was all SMU early and often. Kevin Jennings with a dynamic performance. You've seen SMU dominate this game from start to finish, 48-25 over Pat Narduzzi and the Pitt Panthers. They are proving to be one of the best teams in terms of the ACC, but more importantly, Coach, maybe just one of the better dark horse teams in all of college football.
No, really, they are. I think Pitt finally got to play somebody that was very, very good. I mean, SMU is a very good team, and Pitt was beating teams that they were better than by a few points. But when you get to SMU, you find a team that's got great talent. They play fast. They have a great offensive system, and they can score points. And SMU just seemed better than Pitt was. And I think that's what happened in that game. Is Pitt finally got up against the best teams on their schedule, and SMU was just a better football team.
And you look at SMU right now, Coach, their one loss on the season came at home early in the year to an undefeated BYU team, 18-15. So a resume perspective, they are dominating the competition. They're covering numbers, and they're not just doing it with offense. They can run the football. They average well over 4 yards per carry on Saturday night. But it's that defense that's really carrying them. They're only giving up, heading into that matchup on Saturday, about 18 points per game. They were holding opposing offenses to 2.7 yards per carry, and they shut down Pitt's rushing attack, only allowing them basically less than 3.5 yards per carry. And in the back end, play very good third down defense, 30%. Can that recipe win? Should they win an ACC championship? They make it to the college football playoff. Are they one of the teams to keep an eye out on, especially when you look at their defense?
I think you're absolutely right, Joe. I mean, look at the way Clemson played this past weekend and where they are. Miami, of course, we know what they can do. But SMU is really the shocker of the conference, of the ACC. They are right now competing now and very well could win the conference championship. They play great defense. They've got a fast-moving offense. And when it comes down to the big games, I think they can play well in the big games.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. SMU does have some tough competition down the stretch in the month of November. Should they make it to the ACC championship game against Miami, will be a dynamic game, to say the least. We'll turn our attention to the battle in Clemson, Death Valley, Saturday night. Clemson had won 8 straight against the Louisville Cardinals. They opened up as a 10.5-point favorite. Louisville started fast. They held a 17-7 first half lead, never looked back, and they win this ball game 33-21. Coach, we talked about the bye week potentially being a benefit or a detriment for a team. I actually thought Clemson came out flat in this matchup.
You're right. I looked at that game and I said, you know what? Louisville looks to be just as talented, if not more so, than Clemson. I did not see, like, it didn't look like an upset. It looked like the team that was playing the best, the team that had the best football players, Louisville, just dominated. They controlled the game. They played better than Clemson. And Clemson won a lot of ball games against teams that really weren't ranked or weren't top teams. And I'm not so sure that Clemson became overrated, and Louisville has lost only games to very good teams. They're an outstanding team, and I just thought they played better and are a better football team right now.
Yeah, and we talked about that they had the big three, right? Tyler Shuck, a veteran quarterback, Isaac Brown, averaging well over 4.5 yards per carry. Ja'Cory Brooks, that did have well over 700 yards receiving heading into that matchup last Saturday night. And for me, Coach, to your point, the game was won in the trenches. Offense and defense aligned. You look at Louisville in terms of that rushing attack, they averaged 7.8 yards per carry. If Dabo Swinney and Clemson are going to potentially make it back into the race for an ACC championship and a college football playoff appearance, that front seven needs to get better.
No, I guarantee it. I mean, you take Louisville, they've lost 3 games to teams by 7 points or less. They're a very good football team, and I don't think Clemson showed they are better than Louisville. That's why I'm saying it may not be Clemson as we think into that championship game. But I think we have to see that down the road, how they're going to play. But SMU, I mean, and Clemson was not able to handle Louisville like we thought they would.
Yeah. Now, when you look at Clemson right now, you know, the biggest standout and concern was that they trailed from start to finish, 11 of 23 in terms of third down conversions, trying to play catch up. They got some points later in the third and late in the fourth quarter, but that game was dominated solely by Louisville's offense early on in that ballgame. When you look at Cade Klubnik, because he's still not turning the football over, that's a positive sign, but you need more out of Phil Maffa and that rushing attack to take the pressure off of Cade Klubnik to do it all, and more importantly, keep more explosive offenses like Miami if they ever met up, and Cam Ward on the sidelines.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing in the late part of that game, I did not think Clemson played fastball. They did not play their two-minute offense. They were going way too slow at the end of the game. To catch up, they had to move faster. It was almost like they were accepting the fact that they were behind. So I did not see the urgency in Clemson the offense that we needed to see when they were down had to catch up.
Yeah, when Coach and I return.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And we'll dive into a great slate of action in the ACC. Week number 11, Clemson does take on Virginia Tech. Clemson has won six straight in the series. Last time they actually played was back in 2020, and we do have another matchup on the horizon. Florida State, can they get off the mat against the likes of a top 15 opponent in Notre Dame? We'll come right back on the Bowden Blitz. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Terry Bowden diving into week number 11 in the ACC. We'll start in the game in Blacksburg. Virginia Tech at home catching 6.5 points against Clemson. We mentioned that Clemson has won six straight in the series. Last time they played was back in 2020. You're talking about a Virginia Tech team that started very fast at Syracuse last week, built a 21-3 first half lead, Coach, and then allowed it to slip. Backup Colin Schley played well. Clemson is going to need this matchup. Early on, I lean to the Tigers and the under in this ballgame.
Yeah, it's funny. I've had a different opinion of Clemson after I watched them play Louisville, and I did not see them come back or explode or something they could do to make themselves better in the second half. I saw a Clemson team that can be beat. And Virginia Tech, he really has been a very solid football team, and this is one that can make this game very close. I know they're underdogs. I don't see Clemson right now in what I was seeing them move ahead in the schedule, get better every week, but I don't see them right now where I would think they should be going into the Virginia Tech game.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me, and you, if you watch that Syracuse game, starting quarterback Kyron Drones and the starting running back Tootin were late scratches for Va Tech. They went with Colin Schley, a backup quarterback from UCLA, played very well, 206 yards through the air, did throw a touchdown pass, built that 18-point first-half lead, and then all of a sudden Kyle McCord and Syracuse got hot. They ran a little bit of up-tempo and challenged that defense over the top. You would think that Clemson should be able to have success with Cade Klubnik in this ballgame, but they are on the road, right? They're not at home. How important is that when you lose a game, especially prime time under the lights, to a team that you dominated eight straight times in Louisville, to then go back on the road in a very difficult environment in terms of Blacksburg? This is not going to be easy for Clemson to pull this ball game out.
No, I think Virginia Tech is, they've got a great atmosphere. Their home games are a great atmosphere. They'll be tough to beat at home. And again, like I said, they are a very good football team that doesn't have a great record. They're not one we're talking about for the ACC championship. I think Clemson, on the other hand, is a team that has been talked about, it has played better each week, but really doesn't seem to be like those four or five top teams in the country. They seem to be a little bit less. Virginia Tech's going to be a hard team to beat at home.
Yeah, Cade Klubnik is averaging well over 200 passing yards per game. Clemson averaging 282 yards through the air. Klubnik has completed over 64% of his passes, 21 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. On the flip side, you have a Virginia Tech secondary giving up 201 passing yards to opposing offenses, but holding opposing quarterbacks to only 55% completion percentage. That'll be the matchup, along with the availability of starting quarterback Kyren Drones in that offense. So we'll see how it plays out. Coach does say potentially an upset on the horizon. Virginia Tech might be live. I still lean to Clemson on the road in this ball game. Let's turn our attention to another big battle. Miami on the road in Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech coming out of a bye week. The availability of starting quarterback Haynes King will be a game time decision. Coach, Miami hitting on all cylinders. You mentioned it, averaging well over 40 points per game. How do you see this ball game playing out?
Well, their worst enemy is Miami. When they don't play defense like they could play defense, other teams get close, but this team has really got everything they need to play for a championship. And I expect them to be in the ACC championship. I think they'll cover Georgia Tech. They've just got too much offense, and they have the ability to score whenever they want to. Defense has got to step up, and I think the inconsistency right now in the way Georgia Tech is right now, I think Miami is going to cover. They're going to do well on offense, and they're going to be able to stop them on their offense on Georgia Tech.
Now, it's a 12 o'clock kick. It's on the road in G-Tech, Bobby Dodd Stadium, a very difficult place to play. But if you remember last year, Coach, Miami at home had the game in their hands, right? They were supposed to run out the clock. Mario Cristobal does not take the knee. They get the fumble. Haynes King pulls it out. And really, after that, Miami's season was lost. How much do you think that will factor in terms of the intensity and emotional aspect for the Miami Hurricanes on the road?
Well, you know what? I don't think the coaches will ever forget that. And I think, again, if that circumstance arises, if Miami has a chance to spread the lead, they will do that, because that's an example of what happens when you don't really concentrate on what can happen bad. No, I don't think those coaches will forget that. And I think, again, Miami will try to put enough points on the board they don't get in that situation.
Yeah, you look at Miami, they're averaging 186 rushing yards per game, throwing it for around 370 yards with Cam Ward. He's already thrown for over 3,100 yards this season. Dynamic performances each and every week. For Georgia Tech to potentially be in the 10.5 point spread, Coach, they have to run the football, keep Cam Ward on the sidelines. They're also fighting for bowl eligibility. What could Brent Key and Georgia Tech do from an offensive perspective to potentially be in this ballgame?
Well, they've got to keep the ball. They've got to run the ball, control the clock, and they've got to hope Miami has some turnovers. And again, when you have turnovers and you control the clock, you get this game into the second half. I think the biggest thing Georgia Tech can do is to run that football and continue to run the football. Because remember, Miami's defense has not been consistent. They've let people stay in the game, and the offense always gets them out of problems. So I think Georgia Tech, if they will control the clock, run the football, and then maybe get a turnover or two, they have a chance to beat the spread or even win this game.
Yeah, Miami is only allowing 95 rushing yards per game. Defense has given up 215 passing yards to opposing offenses, but they have forced 13 interceptions on the year and holding opposing quarterbacks to 55% completion percentage. When you look at this matchup, Miami, a 10.5-point road favorite. I'm inclined to take the points with Georgia Tech. Do feel that it potentially goes under the total because of Georgia Tech's ability to run the football. They're averaging 176 yards per game. That could keep Cam Ward on the sidelines. They could sustain drives. convert third down situations, and that's the recipe to potentially be in the 10.5-point number. When Coach and I return, we'll break down the battle in South.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ben, top right, Notre Dame taking on Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles right back on the Bowden Blitz.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continuing the conversation, Joe Lisi and Terry Bowden breaking down week number 11 in the ACC. We'll turn our attention to the battle in South Bend. We talked about top-ranked Notre Dame opening up as a 4-touchdown favorite, basically, over Florida State. They're laying 25.5 points in this matchup. Notre Dame did get the victory a few years ago in Tallahassee, 41-38, Coach. They've won three straight in the series. We know about Florida State, 1-8 overall, searching for answers. Offense and defense aligned are absolutely atrocious for the Seminoles. Can they keep it close against the Fighting Irish this weekend?
You know, that's a tough one there. I thought 3 touchdowns against Miami was going to be tough. But basically 4 touchdowns against Notre Dame. But like I said, Florida State really – got no answers. They have no offensive answers. They're one of the worst offenses in the country. And I have to believe that Notre Dame is going to control this game and control it early. In Notre Dame, I have the tendency to pick Notre Dame because I think they're going to score as much as they want to. And I don't see any answers for Florida State scoring points.
Yeah, Florida State's absolutely pathetic in terms of running the football. They're averaging 2.6 yards per carry, 76 rushing yards per game. They're giving up close to 200 rushing yards to opposing offenses, well over 4 yards per carry. They have no identity from an offensive perspective. They're in continuous long third down situations. What I did want to ask you, and I know, and we talked off air in regards to you taking over Akron, which was a losing program, right? When you took them over back in 2012, they had gone 2-22 their previous two seasons. So from just a locker room perspective, right, we know it's Notre Dame. It's a top 10 opponent. You're limited in terms of what you can do. You have to try and keep this game close, slow down the pace of play, because if this game goes over the 42.5-point total, Florida State's potentially going to go blown out in terms of this matchup.
Well, that's right. You want to somehow slow the game down, keep the ball under control, try to run the ball, try to hold the clock, go slow, and keep it close to the second half. Because Florida State, it doesn't take much for those guys to lose their confidence, because after those so many losses, there's not a lot of confidence they have the ability to win. So I think the key for Florida State is just keep the first half under control. Run as much of the clock as you can. Try to keep them from being on offense with a chance to score points. I know that doesn't sound very good for Florida State, but right now they got to do everything they can to get a win and not go without another win this season.
Yeah, and expect Notre Dame to run the football. They're averaging 5.9 yards per carry. Going to be very difficult for the passing attack of Florida State to challenge that defense. Notre Dame holding opposing quarterbacks, Coach, to 48% completion percentage. They force continuous long third downs. They're allowing less than 35% in terms of third down opportunities. And they're right there, right? There is no margin of error for Notre Dame. They lost to Northern Illinois right now early in the season. They have one loss on the year. They're not going to play in a conference championship. Yeah. They need to win out, and more importantly, to keep their college football playoff hopes alive, right? So does Marcus Freeman jump out early and then look to work some younger talent in basically in the third or fourth quarters?
No, I don't know about that. I think Notre Dame will come out ready to play. They know that they've got the college football playoffs on the line. And they know that Florida State is the next step they've got to do. So I see them coming out early. I see them getting the game under control and winning this game. Now, whether they put their backups in towards the end, it wouldn't hurt at this point in the game to save themselves, because I think they are in the position now where they've got themselves in line for a college football playoff.
I want to bring this up quickly. We have about 30 seconds. If you had the playoff committee, a one-loss Indiana team with not a conference championship and a Notre Dame team that has one loss along with no conference championship, do you feel that the committee would lean to Notre Dame over the likes of Indiana in terms of that type of situation?
Yeah, you know, I kind of think they would. I think the greatest story in the country right now is Indiana. But I think Notre Dame carries the weight of who they are and what people want to see. A one-loss Notre Dame, I think, would make the playoffs before a one-loss Indiana.
Yeah, it will be interesting. And some other teams in the ACC, maybe SMU is in that situation. Hopefully SMU wins out and they go toe-to-toe with the Miami Hurricanes. Coach and I will be back next week for week number 12 in the conference. Stay tuned each and every week right here on the Bowden Blitz. For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next Saturday.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.